This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv Saturday to demonstrate the European Union's undivided support to Ukraine in all fields, military, humanitarian, and economic. As they met, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Sanchez to Kyiv.
Your visit to Ukraine during this difficult time, all such meetings, dialogues with our friends, and we count on you like on our friends. All these visits are important to strengthen support.
Spain is taking over the European Union's six-month rotating presidency. During a news conference that followed later in the day, Zelensky warned that a serious threat remained at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and said Russia was technically ready to provoke a localized explosion at the facility. Sanchez said his visit to Ukraine aimed to underscore his support for the country. Spain said it would provide an additional $60 million financial package for Ukraine to help the economy and small businesses. Photos and reports suggest Belarus is creating an installation for Russia's Wagner Group mercenary fighters. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Satellite images analyzed by the Associated Press show what appears to be a newly built military-style camp in Belarus, with statements from a Belarusian guerrilla group and officials suggesting it may be used to house fighters from the Wagner mercenary group. The images provided by Planet Labs suggest that dozens of tents have been erected within the past 2 weeks at a former military base outside Osipovichi, a town 140 miles north of the Ukrainian border. The leader of an anti-Lukashenko guerrilla group said on Thursday the construction of a site for Wagner fighters was underway there.